Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we gather this Thanksgiving day to give thanks to our Lord for all of the good things that he gives us. As the introit says, O give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name, tell forth his deeds among the nations. And so we should consider this virtue of gratitude towards God and never, ever forget it. In fact, it's very easy as we go about our daily business to forget about all of the good things that God has given us. In fact, we tend to focus on the difficult things that he sends us, the privations and the difficulties. And so we want to give thanks to God because everything that comes to us comes from the hands of an infinitely good God. And first and foremost, what ought we to thank God for? First of all, we should thank him for our being, for our existence. Just consider that 100 years ago, where were we? We were nothing. None of us were here. Non-existence, non-being. And yet, by the will of our loving Father, he brought us into existence. And by his will, he sustains us from moment to moment from falling back into nothingness by a continuous act of his loving will. First and foremost, we should be thankful for this. And we hardly ever think about it. We should also consider all of the good things he gives us regarding the gifts of nature. Of course, our intellect, our will, which are part of our human nature, our physical health, our food, our clothing, all of these things that God provides for us. But then we should consider the more important things, the gifts of grace. The fact that God has made us his adopted children. In virtue of our baptism, he brought us into his church, made us members of his mystical body. And on this earth, he gives us the supreme gift of himself in the most holy Eucharist. How few times we actually think of these things. And then finally, if that weren't enough, the gift of the holy Eucharist, shortly afterwards, during his life here on earth, before he expired on the cross, he gives us one last gift. And that is, of course, the gift of his mother, to be our queen and mother. As our Lord said from the cross, behold your mother, his last and final gift to humanity. And so it's very appropriate that we celebrate this day of Thanksgiving, also the feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. In fact, Our Lady serves as the mother of the family of God. And just as all of those good things that I had mentioned have God as their source, as their origin, nevertheless, it is the mother who distributes them to her sons and daughters. We read in the post-communion prayer of the Mass, O Lord God Almighty, who hast willed that all things should be given to us through the Immaculate Mother of thy Son. And in fact, as it so often works in the family, at home, it's the father who's the source, who provides for his family all of the material things necessary. But very often, it's the mother who takes charge of distributing those things to the family, whether it be feeding them, clothing them, and generally looking after things of the home. And so it works the same way in the church, in the household of God, in the family of God. God the Father, of course, is the source, the origin of all good things, gifts of grace. And yet, by the will of God, as the prayer says, who hast willed, not by necessity is Our Lady the mediatrix of all graces, but by the will of God, all things should be given to us through the Immaculate Mother of Thy Son. And so we receive all good things through the hands of the Immaculate, just as it is depicted on the miraculous medal. We see the rays coming forth from Our Lady's hands. And this, of course, is an image of the graces and blessings that she bestows upon the sons and daughters of God. The prayer continues, grant that under the protection of this mighty mother, what a beautiful phrase, under the protection of this mighty mother, we think of all of the moms out there who are strong because they carry their children, they do the work at home, they garden, etc. And so our mother, just the same, in taking care of her children, and above all, in protecting them from Satan. This as well is depicted on the miraculous medal as Our Lady, with her immaculate foot, crushes the head of the serpent, fulfilling in herself the words of Genesis 3:15, and she shall crush thy head. And so Our Lady, our mighty mother, protects us from Satan. And the prayer goes on, that we may escape all the dangers of these our times, and in the end may come to life everlasting. And this, of course, is our final goal, to rest in the house of God in a stable and enduring way. And so today, we want to call to mind again all of these blessings and graces that God has given us and be grateful and thankful for them, especially the gift of His Mother, and entrust ourselves to Our Lady to wear her miraculous medal, to pray the prayer that's written on it, and also to be distributors of her medal. Give it to our friends and family members. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. Christus.